Hi, this is a dictation for Charlotte Palmore, CharlottePalmore, date of birth 1/4/1962, date of service 12/19/2025. This is a continuation of the dictation for 0227-010. The patient is undergoing a procedure called intra-articular injection of the left SI joint, intra-articular injection of the left facet joint on L4, L5, and L5 S1, along with arthrogram, with fluoroscopy with steroid injection. The procedure indications are based on the MRI findings and physical findings. Patient has been injured in an automobile accident on 5/25/2025, where she was hit as a pedestrian by a car when she fell down on the concrete, came down on the right shoulder, right hip, and injured her lower back and neck area. These physical findings were positive for SI joint involvement on the left side, while MRI that was done showed facet ligamentous hypertrophy of L1, L2, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 bilaterally, along with the disc herniation of L5-S1, L4-L5, L3-L4, and L2-L3 because of these pathologies. Patient has a compression of L2, 3, 4, L5, and both S1 nerve roots bilaterally. The patient is undergoing treatment with epidural injections. She has had two epidural injections on 10/24 and 11/7/2025, and another SI joint block was done on the left side 12/12/2025. This is the second injection today, which is comprising SI joint on the left and left L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 joints. The procedure for the SI joint with arthrogram is done according to protocol. So is the facet joint injection of L3-4 and L5, L4-L5 and L5-S1 according to the protocol. 3 cc injection was done in the facet joint after the Omnipack 240 half cc was injected to get the pictures. Similarly, SI joint was injected with 5 cc of dexamethasone and Marcan 0.5%. Patient reported significant relief and left the office. Thank you.